Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello there, and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications, where we try and solve your complications. I'm Lydia, and I'm joined by Harry and Ravs. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
Doing good.
I stumbled a bit there. I said something wrong, but I pushed through I said something funky, but I just powered through. I was very brave.
I thought you did great, Lydia. I'm impressed. I'm proud.
I didn't look at a script, even though it's only two sentences. I was just, you know, professional. Just, you know, just riffing. Just classy good. Act.
What's been going down, guys? We all good? We all happy?
Not much. Smiling, just sitting here waiting on a UPS man showing up.
Do you want to say what you're currently waiting on, Ravs?
Yeah, I'm waiting on my fancy watch that I ordered in October. A collab between Kojima and NASA and Anachron
and
watches.
NASA? Wait, yeah. I didn't know NASA was a part of it.
Let me remind myself what this NASA watch looks like.
Look it up as well.
It's dope as fuck, guys. I swear, I'm super excited.
Are you sure it's not just because you're a fanboy you think it's dope as fuck?
Well, if I was a fanboy, the watch would say Kojima Productions on the front, and it doesn't. It says NASA on the front, so.
It is pretty cool.
It's a pretty dope watch.
Yes, it is. It is dope. How much did this set you back?
Okay, look.
Come on, how much?
This is a 1 of 500 watch.
Oh okay. My God.
So it ran me $1,000.
Ooh,
okay, that's honestly... As damage goes, I thought there was going to be more. So I think that's fine.
Well, I tried to buy a fancy version that had a mask from Death Stranding.
I wasn't that version.
I wasn't quick enough. I had it in my cart and I was checking out and it sold out while I was doing it. So that sucks. But got the watch. So
secured the watch. Very nice.
It's a very extravagant purchase.
I don't make very many big purchases, but this one, I was like, I need this watch. I want to accessorize more, and I need a good timepiece. Even though I will check my phone for the time instead of the watch.
I think it's pretty cool. It's a funky looking watch as well. I don't love many watches, but actually, I think this one's pretty cool. I'm for it.
I ordered in October though, and it's March.
Where's it coming from? Is it coming from America?
It's shipped from Hong Kong.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I had to pay like £150 in customs charges.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouchie,
oh my
God.
Yeah.
You better flash that constantly. You got to make it worthwhile.
Ravs is not going to shut up about this watch.
You're only allowed
that.
To wear vests and crop tops and have your just arms dangling.
I got going
to
the office in a bit. I'm going to be walking around in just a t-shirt like, oh, hey guys, how are you doing?
Oh my God.
Just like showing it off.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's exciting. You're fully immersing yourself into the fanboy you are deep inside.
It's very likely going to arrive during this recording. I'm going to have to like run to Mr. UPS man.
Do you know what I was just thinking? Last episode, I literally said, you know, this podcast does just evolve into Hideo Kojima / Metal Gear Solid Love. And I've still never played any of this fucking guy's games. I feel like I've spent hours of my life with Ravs learning and hearing about him. And I just have no clue who the fuck this lad is. Like,
it's like when Thomas and Ben talk Warhammer, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they on about?
This is just the Kojima variant.
Fucking Kremlo.
Yeah. No, it's fucking great. I enjoy it. It's both your guys' passion about it makes it very tangible to me. Mm. I mean, that's what I enjoy about it. It's, I get it. I feel the love. I don't understand it, but I feel it.
Oh, what are you holding up there, Raz, for the listeners
Metal,
at home?
My Metal Gear Solid Omnibus. My Hideo Kojima, the creative gene book.
No Solid Snake there.
My Death Stranding art book that I can't be bothered to pull out because it's too big.
What it's a great. Loser.
My Kojima Productions Wooden's figurine.
Are you going to be buried with all of your Hideo Kojima trinkets? Is that gonna...
I will be like a pharaoh.
Yeah. Like a pharaoh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Nah, mate,
that's
I'm
good.
Selling that watch when you die. I'm taking it off your body and selling it. Probably worth, fair. Worth some money.
Fair, probably worth, worth a bit of money, yeah. Some people are like collectors, though, you know, and they like buy stuff and they're like, I will never take it out of the packet. Mm. It must be preserved in a cube. And I'm like, no, I want to wear the things I buy.
Yeah.
I've always thought that something about that kind of keeping things in their packet that's kind of sad. I'm just like, just get out and enjoy it. Like, I don't.
Especially if it's like you wear. Wrong.
Yeah.
Like, if I pull a PSA 10 graded Charizard from the original Pokemon packets, you know, fair enough. Put that in a sleeve. Vacuum
yeah,
seal.
Yeah, but you
it.
Sleeve any of your cards. Like,
yeah, true.
Like, don't be an animal. Like, don't destroy your lovely things, but also don't, like, I know it's like the idea, people who buy like children's toys and keep them in like the original packaging. And it's like,
yeah,
those are meant to be taken out and played with. There's something like they're not doing their function there.
Yeah, right. It's a weird one. I get it. I can kind of get it. I don't know. What would you think about, like, it's the same, I guess, with like records and stuff, right? Like, there's certain like first release, first press records that if they're sealed are worth an absolute shit ton of money. But what's the point of having a record if you're not going to play it? Like,
yeah. So, do you know, actually, that made me think of, do you remember Booth was telling us about VHSs and how they just degrade over time and there's nothing you can really do to stop it? Mm-hmm. I kind of wish that happened to everything. You know, that, but I feel like it puts a nice, like, you got to look after this thing and preserve it. But also, if you don't watch it and enjoy it, it is just going to be going away slowly with time.
Yeah.
And I feel like it puts a kind of a nice like time gating on like how much are you preserving it versus actually just getting it out and watching it and enjoying it. Yeah. I feel like it's kind of a good thing.
Harry longs for a biodegradable world.
Yes, everything melting around
the
me.
The houses are melting.
No permeance.
I mean, that would help the environment. Bloody, what is it called? Trash Island or that thing. That,
yeah.
You know, everything would just be melting away. It'd be lovely. Lovely for old Mother Nature.
Yeah, but just good old Trash Island. Just fuck that island. Off. Just melt it into the sea. That's
nice
where all the...
Melted.
How much of it? Is like nostalgia though. Do you think people collect for nostalgia or do you think people are collecting for just value? Obviously there's both, but like I wonder what makes up the majority of these things.
I think a lot of it is for money. A lot of it has to be for money, right?
Yeah.
Like also people collect so many random different things. Think about like how many weird collections people have. Like a lot of ours are like very internet and pop culture focused, right? But people collect stamps, people collect, you know, crockery, people collect you know, spoon, there's
antiques,
so many weird, you know, old-timey collectors things, furniture, people collect furniture, you know, they'll have just like rooms in their house filled with furniture. I feel
paintings,
like a lot of it starts with like a passion for a thing and becomes just a lot of it about money.
I feel like it would be more geared towards people who have a passion for it, like just have a passion for collecting. And then you'll have the people who are like the equivalent of like scalpers or whatever, who just get it because they want to sell it on and make money. But I reckon a huge portion of collectors are just doing it because they feel really passionate about the subject.
I guess the thing is, a lot of people, to be like a collector that actually is doing for money, you have to sell it. And a lot of people just kind of collect to a hoarding level.
Yeah,
and
it's
then,
like hoarding,
you know, something happens in their life and they just sell it all or whatever, you know, then they cash out.
Do you guys
out.
Hear about the new Magic the Gathering Lord of the Rings thing? They're making like a one-of-one special, the One Ring card, and people are already like putting out like crazy bounties. They're like, if anyone gets this card, I will pay you like 300k or like 2 million or something
what
like that.
What the
like,
fuck?
Is there only one card?
Yeah, there's one of one.
Are they gonna hide it in a booster pack or something?
Apparently they're taking measures to make sure it doesn't like randomly round up. Like, apparently it's gonna be in certain packs.
Okay.
That like a random kid's not gonna get and, like, even chew it.
At that level, it's like having fucking your factory workers like NDA'd and fucking whatevered up to know that it was in this crate that went to this region and buy booster packs in, you know, this northwestern area of America because it's probably over there or whatever. That's pretty cool though.
What do you even do if you have it? Like, if you get that card, I guess, yeah, do you preserve it or do I just sell it? I mean, I guess I'm saying that because I don't have an interest in the subject, but like, what? Like, I don't know.
I mean, the thing is, if you're not going to sell it, how much are you going to insure it for? Like, people are crazy. People are fucking crazy, and I would insure the fuck out of that. Gotcha. But then, like, you're making no... You suddenly have this just burden on your life of, sure, this thing's worth millions of pounds or whatever, but actually you're paying 10 grand a year in insurance for it. Why the fuck do you want to keep it? Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's just some random fucking bleb that got that pulled it out of a pack, it becomes this, like, weird burden. Do you know what I mean?
I find it too stressful.
Which actually is weirdly fitting for the One Ring.
Oh, it is, it's a burden.
You've got that like cool sheet of cards, Pokemon cards, right? The all in one sheet thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's, I feel like that's only ever going to go up in value as well, right?
But it's
gonna,
a very
you think you'll
weird.
Keep that forever?
I'll keep it for. I don't want to sell it. I love it too much. Yeah. I'm actually looking at buying more. Yeah, I think I'll just keep... It's worth a bit, but it's not worth enough that it's, like, make
even
or break.
Worth considering,
you know,
selling it now.
Yeah. Maybe in, like, 10 years I could sell it and get a new kitchen. Which I think probably in 10 years' time I will look at that and be like, I'd like a new kitchen instead of having this.
It was really cool, like, seeing it in the office, like, you know, what was it? They're like, the cards before they're cut, so it's like a card sheet.
Yeah, it's an uncut sheet of cards. So it's, like, from
really
the factory.
Was it, like, a tournament thing?
They were giving them away. I think the ones that I have, they were giving them away in... GameStops in America.
Okay.
But they only gave away, you know, 1,000 or so, and most kids just instantly cut them up.
Yeah.
So they cut the cards out. And so having one that's like in really nice condition is pretty rare.
Oh wow.
That is very fucking cool.
But but most people don't in the Pokemon community or in like that Pokemon TCG community don't really care about uncut sheets. They're kind of the hype is on Charizards and whatever. Like, they don't know who aren't fussed by it, but I just think they're kind of weird objects. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Objects we shouldn't see.
Like this, Lydia? Have you got any, like, weird, like...
Lydia has a house, Ravs. That's what she has instead of... That's what she's spent her well-earned money on. Instead of us, like, weird fucking addicts collecting trash.
I spent it on a grown-up thing. I'm looking around. Do I have any, like, cool, rare shit? I've got a Baby Spice... like Barbie doll thing. It's still in its box, thank you very much.
Wow.
That's probably
restrained.
Worth about a fiver at the moment. I'm collecting vinyl.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm collecting Placebo vinyl, but just because it, I don't know, it just looks nice displayed on the shelf and obviously playing it. But yeah, I don't have anything like you guys, nothing that I would be like, there's a house fire and I'm running to grab it because I don't want to see it go up in flames, other than, like, you know, my cats,
cats.
Things I love, and you know, but yeah, nothing like.
But I think Placebo is probably up there for you, right, as a thing that you've spent a lot of money, time, love on, right?
That's my equivalent. Like a niche subject that you're really interested in.
Is there like a grail item for Placebo?
There are something. There's something I was looking at that I really want, and I literally can't even find it. It was a book that Brian Mocha, who's the main singer, he released, like a very limited quality of them, which he signed, and you just can't even find them on eBay. They just don't exist. So would probably be it. I'm sure it's very expensive if it ever does. Well, I don't know how much it would actually go for, but it's more just that it's just impossible to get hold of. Whoever did get it isn't selling it. So
I literally just went to eBay and went Placebo sort by highest price.
Oh yeah, what is it?
So there's two guitars.
What's that noise?
There's a guitar going for $8,000.
Nice. Is it his guitar?
2017 Fender Stratocaster X Placebo, but that might be the make of. Oh no, it's with the album Placebo Never Let Me Go.
Okay, right. That's the album that came out last year.
So yeah, that is
$8,000. That's not too bad for one of his guitars.
Not that bad. There's one going for $1,600.
Okay, what's that?
From 2006.
Oh, okay.
Infrared music video and Rock Am Ring.
Oh, Rock AM Ring. Right. Sorry. Okay. Well, I mean,
that's so much. I know fucking nothing about Placebo. Rock AM Ring.
Maybe you're right. I just assumed it was AM. I actually don't know. Well, there we go. That's not much more than Ravis's watch. And I could have a cool guitar that I can barely play.
I feel like that's the ultimate piece of like collectors. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, owning, one of their guitars.
Owning one of their guitars is like.
That's really fucking cool.
It doesn't get more like more involved than that.
That is actually, yeah, I'm going to look it up now.
I mean, the $8,000 one, Lydia, is a lot.
That
it's
is
very
a
nicely
lot of
presented.
Money. I can't spend £8,000.
As guitars look, though, the $1,600 one, wait, let me link it to you. The $1,600 one is way, way cooler. It's like, again, this is someone with no musical knowledge and no, just no musical knowledge or guitar knowledge. It's like a lightning bolt.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Oh, it's very nice.
It's a very aggressive.
It's a flying V.
Yeah,
it's this is an infrared music video. Oh, that is cool. Oh, no, wait, I can't do that. I literally cannot spend that amount of money on a fucking guitar. I want to, though. I really want to. Okay.
Anyway, next week we'll be catching up with Lydia after her expensive purchase of a guitar
that
she can't play.
Behind Lydia to magically become the flying V guitar.
Oh my God, I do really want to buy it. Harry, why the fuck did you show that to me? I didn't know it existed.
I don't know. I'm trying to open you up. I'm trying to help you.
Oh, what have you done?
I don't like
to
that
me?
You mentioned this, Harry, because I looked up the Massive Attack one. There's a very rare Massive Attack vinyl.
Ooh.
It's a collaboration with Burial, and I've never seen it on sale, and there's one for sale right now.
How much is it?
£1,300.
Ooh, Harry, why have you done this to us?
What have you done?
What have you done, Harry?
What I encourage everyone to do is think of your favourite hobby, pastime, or thing. Go to eBay, search it in, and sort it by highest, and then just drool. Just drool, be sad, and then spend loads of money on an item that you won't use and are scared to own.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you'd just be scared to touch it, wouldn't you?
There's something nice about being like a fan of something, though, innit? Like being a big fan of a band or like, you know, movies or something like that. It's just like, I don't know, I like it.
I
like
love it.
No, I agree as well. It's enjoyable. There's, you know, and owning bits of that memorabilia. Fuck, what do you reckon is like the top Yogscast memorabilia? Like, there's probably nothing on eBay, but what would people like want to own?
Have you looked
the
on
top
it?
Thing?
Yeah, there's nothing really for Yogscast.
Would it be Simon or Lewis's Minecraft account?
Ooh,
it's not really memorabilia, but kind of like I could see it being something like that, right? Certainly the Honeydew Minecraft account.
Honeydew Minecraft account is a good one. Mm-hmm. I guess like I feel like the server blade we own is pretty cool.
The server blade's cool, but is it cool just to us?
Yeah, I don't know. But if OG Yogs fans, that is really cool.
Yeah.
What about the like gold plaques from YouTube?
Our gold plaques are like super rare. It's like one of the rare gold plaques, our like first ones. That one is like has value outside of being a Yogscast fan.
So imagine how much that would go for. That's got to be if you were like a mega fan.
Yeah.
I just wonder
if you can like chop one of Lewis's fingers off or something. Do you know what I mean? Like Lewis's clicking finger. Like Lewis's Wazda fingers. Like these are the fingers that played Minecraft. Perfectly preserved.
Oh my God, let's just grab him one day and cut
just
his fingers
him and
off
just
and
cut
run.
Him off. Sorry, Lewis, I've got to put these on eBay.
Sorry, I need to buy a guitar.
David North Alaska can buy them. He's a big fan.
I do hope we never get rid of that server blade, though.
Don't know what you're talking about.
There's a World of Warcraft server blade that Blizzard gifted us.
We bought it at auction.
Oh, we bought it at an auction. Okay.
They were auctioning off for charity, I think, about 8 years ago, all of the original server blades, because obviously they're fucking...
What's a server blade?
So it's literally like where the data runs.
It's the
RAM and where the data ran for that WoW server.
Like a computer thingy?
It's like basically a big computer motherboard.
Right.
With all of the gubbins on it.
The server where the Yogscast was formed.
Oh,
effectively,
shit. Oh, okay. That is cool.
That we all played on like 15 years ago.
Jeez.
Which is kind of crazy.
That is very cool. Do you know how much they bought it for? Like, how much does something like that go for?
If I remember, I think it was about $5,000-$10,000 at auction. Oof. Which
I wonder how much we were.
I think it was like 10 years ago. I think it was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
But I think that's something that's really cool.
That is cool, actually, yeah. Now that
like, also, just when you imagine that you are literally playing World of Warcraft in there, and that's where your characters used to live, and yep. I don't know, there's something really dope about that. Taking there's something that's very like ethereal
a copy
to
of
make
my
it
character
physical.
In that little server blade. Just kind of mad.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
All of your auction house transactions, like, in there, like, everything.
All by role-playing messages.
All your role-playing messages. All your Goldshire role-play, you know.
No. They don't do much. Sell it.
Smash the server blade. It has secrets in it.
All
right, yeah, we've done it again, guys.
We've been talking for 20 minutes. Should we hit a question?
Do people like it again? When we do? I just feel like it's us catching up and having a chat.
Yeah, it's
true. I think people probably like it. Let us know. Send us in a little review of if you like us chatting crap at the start of the podcast. I like it. It's fun.
Are you sick of listening to us? Let us know. Yeah. Or is this good?
Do you just want deprived questions about come and pee?
Oh my God.
I think they do. I think they probably do. But honestly, I'm not willing to give it to them every week, Ravs. Yeah. There has
to
be some
tease them. They have to be teased.
There has to be some good cop, bad cop here. And these are the bad cop moments where, you know, we make them feel sad and then we reward them with how much would a come? Yes, of course.
Yes,
great question.
Yes,
thank you.
How much would a come?
Brilliant. All right, should we do a question then?
Yes, sounds good.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Dear 0 degrees, to ask my question, I must spin your short yarn, but bear with me, I think it'll be worth it. Back in early secondary school, there was a lad who inserted himself into my friendship group, who I think everyone within it quickly grew to despise. Let's call him Greg. Now, Greg was a massive prick. I, in particular, really didn't like him, because he would just do everything in his power to annoy me. Whether that be physical touch, something which I have never been comfortable with, or aggressive contrarianism to the point where I couldn't talk about something I liked without having to fight past his bullshit, he always made a point to piss me off as much as possible. Because I was always so incredibly patient, which meant he only continued to escalate. The others in my friend group made an effort to help me, and he wasn't as bad when we were in said group, but they obviously weren't there always, so I had to help myself for the most part. No matter which way I phrased it, I just couldn't get him to fuck off. There was a time he stole my school bag and hid it somewhere in the school, and I had to get him called to the front office before he told me where it was, but even this didn't curb things. However, there was one particular instance where I finally had enough and resorted to the oldest trick in the book, violence. One day I was eating my lunch. He kept poking me in the face just to annoy me. After this happened about 4 or 5 times and multiple verbal warnings, I grabbed his hand. Greg had braces at the time, which is important, because I threw his hand back into his grinning face, which caught the skin of his knuckle on the braces. I then yanked his hand back towards me, partially skinning the knuckle. Not enough to really hurt him, but enough to leave a permanent dent in his skin.
Mm. Ooh.
Greg getting fucked up.
Yeah.
From then on, I didn't have much of Greg to deal with anymore, but yet I felt guilty because of how extreme it had gotten and that I'd gotten so violent. Of course, the cunt he was, we would still drift in and out of our group, but at least he let me be for the most part, and in the instance he didn't, I'd remind him of his now scarred knuckle. I still felt pretty bad about it, but I never let Greg know that. I later learned several years later... Weird phrasing. Later learned several years later that I was a fool to ever feel guilty or remorse for a second for that nasty jackass, because I found out that Greg had attempted to become a date rapist.
Jesus, this story took a fucking turn. Jesus.
I won't go into details, but thankfully he never actually succeeded in that, and I'm fairly certain he's now on a list because of this. After this, I couldn't help but feel a sense of vindication and that I knew it feeling. With all that said, My question is it really fucked up that I felt this way? Or does everyone do that when someone that they hate turns out to be a real fucker? Love the podcast. Sorry for the long read.
Jesus.
Wow.
Wowie.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Christ.
Fuck Greg. Everyone hates Greg.
Yeah, deserve more than having his knuckles fucking scarred. Right. Wow. Okay. That's a lot to take in. That is a yarn.
There was many a yarn in there. I mean, firstly, we have to say, Greg, what a cunt.
What a
grade A
cunt.
Fucking cunt.
Grade A turbo cunt.
But violence is a no-no. You can't be doing the violence against Greg, even if he is an Omega cunt. I mean, we all understand it. I don't feel like we can endorse doing a violence on Greg's hand.
I don't know. I kind of endorse it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were yawning and you didn't see him behind you and you elbowed him between the eyes really hardly because you had to really yawn and stretch, that would be a real shame if it broke his nose and he had to bleed everywhere.
Oh my God.
That would be awful.
I feel like this person has obviously tried to get him to stop. And I'm not saying that you have to resort to violence, but he smacked his hand out of the way. He wasn't intending to scar his face. That wasn't a thing that happened because braces on. And it seems like it stopped him. I'm not saying the way to sort out your problems is to beat everyone up, but I think in that instance, it kind of was just.
I think it's interesting as well because it's at school, right?
Yeah.
Like, at school, that level of kind of petty violence is...
Yeah.
It's way more meaningless than if you're like an adult and you do that.
Or something, if you smack someone's face in an office.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I mean, obviously now we've got to the conclusion of that story. We're like, fuck yeah, smack his fucking face. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? Because like, they do say, I have heard stories about like, it's not that, yeah, people being bullied. And the only way that actually stopped the bullies was kind of standing up for yourself in a more physical sense. I'm not saying that that is the way to stop bullies, but I have heard that sometimes like that is the way, you know?
Yeah, it's think about it. Greg was physically attacking him by poking him in the face. So it was self-defense, arguably, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's just a shame no one in his friends group helped him. Like,
Well, I guess it says, what did it say? They were like trying to, at first they were trying and it was getting better, but then it went back to it or something like that. But yeah, what was the question at the end? Is it justified?
He basically felt mega schadenfreude. You know, that term for feeling happy when something bad is happening to someone else.
Yeah.
And I think he's like, is that okay? Should I feel good that Greg's fucked up his life? Basically.
I mean, considering what the guy had done, like, yeah, especially if he was an annoying cunt and you had this gut feeling about him, like, yeah, I think you can take a moment to enjoy the fact that this scumbag fucked up his life.
Yeah.
I mean, not that there's no redemption for him. Like, maybe the guy can get some fucking help, but he certainly fucking deserves the shit that's happened to him if he's on a fucking list and he was a cunt and you had a weird gut feeling about it, you know? Like, fuck that guy.
I think it's kind of natural.
Sometimes you do just get like a gut feeling about someone. You're like, I really don't like this person. There's something off about them. Mm-hmm. Something's really weird. And then it's like, weirdly, you're right.
I guess maybe it's less schadenfreude and more sanctifying. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like they feel like they've always known this guy's a dickhead, and now everyone is accepting it. They're like, well, fuck, been saying it forever.
Did you guys ever deal with this, like having like a hanger on, like someone infiltrate your friend group at school or whatever, like, or your friend group, like just someone that it's just like new and you just like instantly hate them. You know, have you ever had that?
I had it a couple times, yeah. And so, like, I don't think I was ever like, I just ended up like floating around to a different friendship group if that would happen. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think I was quite fortunate that I just knew lots of different people from like being in primary school when I got to secondary school. And so I could kind of just be like, oh, right, this person's here now. Fuck, this sucks. They're horrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hang out with my other mates over here and dip on that shit.
So did you never have like a sort of a specific group you hung out with? Would you float around different groups?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm.
Well, I had like my nerdy friends and then who were like successful at school, and then I had my fun friends who were not super successful at school. So yeah. Just flip between the two.
Oh, okay.
I had the exact same. My nerdy friends and my fun friends.
Yeah. Especially when you're at school and it feels like you need those groups, you need those friendship groups to do things, to be part of things, to be involved. You know, it's not like you're an adult and you can just escape it. I feel like it's easier as an adult to escape it. At school, you're surrounded by it and it feels like kind of the most important thing that's going on in your life at that moment.
Mm.
Because it is. You're there 9 hours a day with your friends, and if you're not hanging out, it's super fucking lonely. Like, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
With those people being there, it takes up so much of your day, and you're just like, I have to be around this person because they're in my group. It's like annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a few people tag along and just like stick to our friend group, and I hated them.
Oh, really?
Hated some of them, yeah. Some of my mates hated them as well, but they would still hang around us. It was like weird. Like, they knew we hated them, but they still hung out with us, which almost made me feel sorry for them, but also they were really annoying.
Really?
So, we're exactly the same situation, Revs. Like, a couple people occasionally hang on, and it's just like, fuck, I feel so bad for you, and I don't want to be a horrible person telling you to fuck off. But also, you do horrible things, or you do really annoying things, and don't, like, stop doing them when we tell you to stop doing them. So it's just like, I want to feel bad and be your friend and let you in, but also fuck off, like, leave us alone, like, stop being, you know, annoying or getting someone in fights or something. Like, so frustrating. It's really hard.
It is hard, and you're right, especially when you're at school, it's like a fucking minefield. Like, I think one of the biggest things about school is like the friendships and the people you hang out with. It's like you said, you don't have like when we have work, we have life outside of work. If we needed to, we could quit a job and start a new job or whatever. When you're at school, you are stuck there. You can't just like quit school kind of thing, you know? So it is a lot more of, more of an intense kind of situation. I
was just to build on that. I feel like at school you don't have like the language. You don't really know how to solve these problems.
No,
do you know what I mean?
No.
And they are hard problems to solve, but you don't have many tools to solve them.
Yeah.
Which is why you're just like, I guess violence.
Yeah.
I guess we do a violence now.
Cyber violence. But yeah, I don't think it's necessarily bad that obviously this person isn't happy that this guy or whatever did this thing. They're just happy that they've now been confirmed, as they knew all along, as an absolute cunt. So I don't think there's anything wrong with being happy about that. It just validates the way you've been feeling. So, yeah.
Okay, conversely, I'd say one of the like hanger-on people from our school who I never loved, I went on to see that, you know, actually, and they were like going off kind of a bad track by the last time I'd like kind of seen them or hung out with them. You know, life was kind of a bit, just a classic dealing drugs, like at sick form, like, but dealing like quite a lot of drugs. I was like, your life is probably going to end up pretty fucked up. And then I saw like the, you know, actually they were being really successful and they were now a model.
Nobel Peace Prize to former drug dealer.
And so like, I was like, you know what? Cool. That actually makes me really happy. I'm glad that these years of you being a fucking weirdo and making bad decisions hasn't fucked your life up. Like, do you know what I mean? There's the opposite side where you can see it as like, actually they may be now a nice person, and maybe if I met them and saw them, I'd actually get on with them. Like that redemption arc, I think, is pretty fun and nice to see.
Would you guys go to like a school reunion? Like, I don't really know who organizes them or does them, and I don't even know, like, with Facebook, we were shitting on Facebook last week, but like, now that I don't have Facebook, I'm like, how would I even get invited to one of those? Like,
are you signed up as like, I would go. Are you signed up as like alumni or whatever for your ex schools?
I don't know. Maybe is that a thing you can do?
Yeah.
I guess I could phone them up.
I mean, it's something I was intrigued in, like going back and chatting to like kids doing art or saying you don't have to go to uni. I think it's important for people like us to go back and say that uni isn't the only option, and you don't fucking fail if you don't go do it or whatever. You know. So I don't know, maybe it's important for us to go and sign up for those things.
Would you go to like a reunion with your former classmates though?
Again, having the split friendship group, one side of my friendship group is basically all like wanker civil servants and the other side is just like that I still just bop it around and might sell some drugs. So like the reunion is not going to be that fun.
It's a mixed bag.
I don't know, would you guys?
Reunions aren't really a thing over here, are they? It's very big American. Well, no, from what television has told me,
yeah.
It's more of an American thing. We don't really do them over here. I would like to.
What like secondary school or primary school or sixth form or?
I guess second. Well, because mine was secondary and then sixth form,
and
all
then
of the same.
Attached.
Yeah, so I guess that would be like a blend of both. I'd like to go. I think it'd be really cool to be like, in a kind of, I guess, a bit of a big-headed, I don't know, kind of way to say like, I work in video games and get to talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It would be really exciting. I'd be really like proud to be able to talk about that stuff. It would be interesting because when you were just saying about being happy for the person who's done really well for themselves, I was bullied quite badly at secondary school. And I was thinking, how would I feel if I saw my main bully?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see her suffer.
That's a different relationship, oh,
my
right?
My watch is here.
The watch is here. The 25,000
I've never seen Ravs move
watch.
So quickly.
Oh my
Ravs
God.
Has never moved so
He's
quickly.
Sprinting. He's sprinting.
He was like a blur.
I couldn't even see. I blinked and he was gone.
I think that's entirely fair. And I think that's slightly different, right? To having an outside weirdo of a friendship group that's maybe a bit annoying versus a bully.
Is like a different kind
I mean, like bullying is probably an unforgivable thing. Like,
yeah, I'd love to see her doing shit. I'm sorry, that's really horrible. But fair. Maybe I should be the bigger person and be like, look, I'm in my mid 30s now, and this was how many years ago? Oh my God, 20 years ago. I should get over it. But I don't know. There's always going to be that bit where you're just like, fuck you.
No,
but
I think that's so fair.
Yeah. Like, you are horrible.
I back that. I'm just like, yes, I think that I know that bullying fucks people up, and that's not a nice thing to do.
So would you, if you got contacted tomorrow and it was like, we're putting on from secondary school reunion, would you go?
To honest, I'd mainly go out of interest of, I want to go see what my school's like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I want to see
yeah.
what's changed. Like, I think I would go. Although I feel like there's a lot of people I just don't want to fucking ever see again. Like that list of people I want to see versus a list of people, like I probably still see the people I want to see.
Yeah.
Like
horrible weighted.
Yeah,
it'd be
I don't
interesting
know.
Because you'd be able to see who's had like babies and everything. Like that's, you know, there's a couple of hundred people, whatever, in my year. So it'd be interesting to see like what percentage of people have kids and are married and probably like,
do you know what that would be really interesting is what percentage of the people there are married to each other.
I don't know if anyone in my year got married to each other.
I think I can name at least like 6 or 8
hello
couples. Oh really?
Hello? Out of 250.
Oh wow, okay, that's a lot.
He's secured the bag. He's so excited, I can see it. He's engrossed.
Foaming at the mouth.
Well, there's two parcels here. I was only expecting one.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's a wonderful place to wrap it. Let's let Rav go and enjoy his watch. Go and have fun with his watch. I just know Rav's going to be so distracted for the rest of this podcast if we continue.
He's desperate to open it up, isn't he?
let's cool it there.
Okay.
Sweet.
Wow, we only got one question done today.
It was like one of the longest questions.
Yeah.
There's loads of other great questions we've got lined up, though. But keep your questions coming in. We appreciate them. We love hearing your stories and stuff.
Patrons as well, patreon.com/yourdegrees.
Thank you, patrons.
We appreciate you. Mwah.
And also, thanks to everyone who's been. Everyone left loads of nice comments on the YouTube video. They were like interactive, but no one's complaining about the order of things. I was just like, I went to check it with like pessimism in my heart and was just pleasantly surprised. There was just lots of people chatting about what we're chatting. I was just like, this is great.
This is great.
So leave a comment. Leave some of your thoughts. We read them. I read all of them.
Hell yeah, I peepers them as well. I love reading them. I know you're not supposed to read YouTube comments, but I love reading them.
I think the thing is, at this size of YouTube comments, it's perfect because actually there's like, it's all just legible and it's all readable. So keep them coming in. I like it being a bit of a conversation. I think it's good.
You know what else I love hearing? People talking about like where and when they've listened to the podcast. Like, I know people sent us in the pictures before, but people being like, I was on a flight and I was listening to the podcast and thank God I was wearing a mask because I was like laughing behind the mask and stuff. I live for those moments. the best.
Yeah, no, it's pretty nice.
Because I've been on the other end laughing at podcasts on a plane, like, am I a psychopath? So knowing that we're doing that for
I listen to podcasts when I'm like, I listen to podcasts in segments as I slowly walk backwards and forwards to work each day. And like sometimes I just like find myself laughing and it's like a sad grey commuter next to me. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like I look like a psychopath.
Oh, that's great.
It's good. Anyway, we'll catch you all next week.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.